start with OTV.
Podcast One presents Off the Vine, Great Therapy. Caitlin Bristow is going to answer your questions, drink to your confessions, and hear what you have to say about anything bachelor. Let's shake it up some more. Here's Caitlin.
So I travel all the time for work, but when I think about getting some time off, I believe I know where I'm going next. It's Walt Disney World Resort. It's the perfect escape. And now as an adult, you can experience it in an entirely new way. Enjoy classic attractions that you loved as a child, like Space Mountain at Magic Kingdom Park, or Test Track at Epcot, and indulge in experiences that you can appreciate even more as an adult. Come discover your happy place and experience a side of Disney that you've never seen, including foodie dining, unique shopping, and other magical experiences at Disney Springs. You can explore new immersive worlds like Pandora, the world of Avatar, at Disney's Animal Kingdom theme park, where you can ride on the back of a breathing banshee, or Toy Story Land at Disney's Hollywood Studios, where you can experience the exciting toy-filled world of Andy's backyard. Who's excited for the new Toy Story? Me! Savor a celebration of global eats, treats, drinks, live music, and more at the Epcot International Food and Wine Festival. And don't miss out on spectacular fun at Mickey's Not-So-Scary Halloween Party, where anyone can dress up, trick-or-treat, and have a frightfully good time at Magic Kingdom Park. Relive the nostalgia of Disney or create some new memories. Now's the time to find your happy place at Walt Disney World Resort.
We'll be right back with more Off the Vine, Great Therapy.
Hot off the press from Maybelline, New York, it's new Lifter Plump, an intense plumping lip gloss formulated with chili pepper to deliver a heated sensation for an instant plumping effect that lasts. From 8 sizzling shades like Blush Blaze, Red Flag, Hot Honey, Coco Zing, and more. An extra large wand applicator transforms lips in one swipe. Learn more at Maybelline.com. For a limited time, get 10% off your Lifter Plump purchase on Amazon with code 10PLUMP.
Welcome to another round of Boardroom or Miro Board. Today we talk retrospectives with Agile Coach Maria. Let's go. First question. You've spent 2 hours in a team retro, but the only input you've heard is Dave's. Boardroom or Miro Board?
Boardroom. In Miro, Dave can't hog the space because everyone can add thoughts anonymously, online, at the same time.
Correct. Next. You need the team to act on feedback fast, so you turn all those retro notes into Jira tasks instantly.
Miro all the way. And I can assign those tasks to teammates.
You're nailing this. Now, you see hundreds of sticky notes from the retro. A real mess. But you organize them into 5 themes in just seconds.
Miro, I basically get back an entire hour when I use its AI tools for clustering.
And she's done it.
Join over 60 million people running actually enjoyable and actionable retros in Miro. Get your first 3 boards free at Miro.com. That's Miro.com.
Now back to Off the Vine, Great Therapy.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Grape Therapy. I'm your host, Caitlin Bristow. My guest today is a fashion blogger, designer, and entrepreneur who is leading a body positivity movement and is on a mission to help all women feel confident in their own skin. She is known on the gram as Gabby Fresh, where she shows off her curves and designs and reclaims the word fat to make everybody and everybody body. Everybody and everybody feel worthy and powerful. Please welcome to the podcast, Gabby. Do you pronounce your last name Greg?
Greg, yeah.
Okay. I thought it was like Greg or something because there's 2 G's. Gabby Greg!
Hi!
Yay! First
for
of all,
me.
1, I'm obsessed with your hair. 2, I'm obsessed with your jumper.
Oh my God, thank you.
3, I'm obsessed that you do body positivity stuff and
That's
movement
awesome.
Because we need more of that in
we
the world.
We totally need more of that.
So tell me, tell me a little bit about what growing up looked like for you, mm-hmm. and how it felt about dealing with body image starting from such a young age.
Oh man, yeah. So
let's just get right in.
Right, I was like jumping right in. Okay, so I grew up not really thinking about my body, which I think is a privilege in a good way. Mm-hmm. I just wasn't paying attention because mm-hmm. I was so obsessed with all of my interests.
Yeah.
I think when it first really became a thing was I started getting chubbier in like middle school. And then I transferred schools. So okay. I went from like a public school that had a little bit more diversity to like a private super white school okay. where I was like with a bunch of thin white women or girls at the time. Yeah. And I just felt really self-conscious, right?
So
I was
How old were you?
Seventh grade.
Seventh
so
grade
what is that? 12, something like that. Yeah, so it's already like a hard time, right?
Yeah,
like puberty.
Totally.
Sucks.
Yeah, yeah.
So everyone's self-conscious, but on top of that, like
your body is going through big changes.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, yeah.
In general, and I think everyone's just feeling a little uncomfortable, right?
Yeah.
And so I had, on top of the normal stuff, I just was like also one of the only Black girls and one of the only chubby girls, and so it really started to get to me then.
Yeah.
That being said, though, like once high school kicked in, I made a lot of friends and I felt good. I had self-confidence, but I still was like, oh, if only I were thinner.
Right.
So like I was happy, but I still had this like kind of fantasy of like weight loss.
Yeah.
And thinking like my life would start and like I would get a boyfriend and all those types of things when I lost weight. And so I think that's very typical for a lot of women.
Yeah.
And then I discovered kind of these internet forums before, like, Instagram and Twitter and stuff. There were these internet forums online that I discovered in college, and it, like, totally blew my mind. Because I was like, oh.
Like, people, like, your peers?
Yeah, so body-positive, like, women. And, like, it introduced me to this movement. And at this time, it was, like, super niche, right? Because now I think, luckily, it's, like, kind of gone mainstream. And we have, like, Ashley Graham and Tess Holliday and all these people talking about it. But, like, 12 years ago, that wasn't the case.
Yeah.
And so I was online and it like blew my mind that like there were women who looked like me who liked themselves.
Right.
And I was like, what? That's an option? Like I can just like how I look and not be like constantly depriving myself of food and all of these things.
Yeah.
And so that really started the shift for me. But as also someone who loved fashion at the time, I was still really frustrated like with the lack of options.
Yeah,
like, my friends could just go to the mall and buy whatever, and I like couldn't fit into the clothes of the mall. And so I started a blog called Young, Fat, and Fabulous that was about how to achieve like cool looks.
Wait, what age did you do this?
I was in college, so I had just graduated from college.
I was just
turning 21.
Yeah, that's...
Yeah, and I started a website that was just, like, all about how to find cool, like, celebrity-inspired style when you're plus size and all of those sorts of things.
Amazing.
And then it kind of snowballed.
Yeah.
That's
really
cool. Here we are 10 years later.
And, of course, kids who are growing up now have to deal with social media and constantly seeing people, you know, leading quote-unquote perfect lives.
Mm-hmm.
But when we were younger, you know, magazines still influence us and TV. And we're still hugely influential and mainly just portrayed one type of woman and type of body, I felt, on – like, I had body image issues from dancing.
Mm-hmm.
So I always wanted to be bigger.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. And so I think it's interesting to look at it from different sides too, to that, you know.
So many people are struggling, especially women, but people, honestly, men and women are just struggling and
struggling.
Not feeling good enough and wanting to change their bodies. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's, I can just only imagine what, you know, people are going through with social media. Cause I remember looking at magazines and thinking the same things you did. About, you know, and going to them. So I love that you created, and how, sorry, I don't know how old you are now, but how long
32.
Ago? So 11 years ago you started this, which is really cool because Instagram wasn't a thing.
Exactly.
So it was a blog.
Pre-social media. It was like truly just a blog. And it was not intended to like make money because I didn't even know that was an option. It was really just a place I wanted to connect and like become a resource for other women. So it did not start as like a means for me to like make money or become a career at all.
It was just genuinely a passion of yours and something you believed in and wanted to start some movement.
Yeah.
So did that. So over the time, have you seen just a crazy amount of support with the blowing up of social media?
It's been insane. And and then not just for me, like I think I really helped kind of start everything back then.
Yeah.
And luckily we've seen so many more women join this movement, and there are a ton of us now, which I think is amazing. So, there are so many influencers and bloggers and now celebrities and models and everything, like really pushing this movement forward.
Yeah.
But at the time, like pre-social media, I had no idea that it was going to become a thing.
That's so great that you got in it. Like,
I know,
you know,
it's
and you
nuts.
Built something before it was a thing.
I know it's weird to say that, but
kind of.
I mean, at least I definitely had support. I definitely like don't want to claim like I started this movement, but I definitely helped move it forward.
No,
for sure.
Own it. Yeah.
Thanks.
You started it. You started the movement. All right. You guys can own iconic luxury items at unreal values with The RealReal, the leading reseller of authenticated luxury from top designers. You can shop from designers like Louis Vuitton, Gucci, Rolex, and hundreds more at up to 90% off retail. New arrivals come in daily, and every single item is authenticated by The RealReal's team of experts. In fact, The RealReal employs over 100 brand authenticators, gemologists, horologists, and art curators from around the globe who can inspect thousands of items each day to ensure that every item is 100% authentic. Shop and consign women's and men's luxury fashion, as well as fine jewelry, watches, art, and home. Shop online or visit one of their original stores in Soho or West Hollywood, or their newest location at 870 Madison Avenue in New York. You may also visit one of their luxury consignment offices in Chicago, Dallas, Miami, San Francisco, and Washington, D.C. In-store, new customers receive an automatic $25 off at checkout. Shop in-store, online, or download the app and get 20% off select items with the promo code REAL.
So you went to school with plans to get into politics, am I right?
Oh my God, yes.
Yes, but right after graduating, you started your style blog. So is that something you still want to do on the side? Like, that's so crazy to me that you wanted to get into politics.
Yeah,
and then, you know.
It's so funny.
What a turn of events.
I didn't know. Honestly, the truth is I didn't know what I wanted to do. You're so young in college. I feel like everyone is just going with the flow. Like, I didn't go into college with one thing in mind. I knew I loved fashion at the time, but I felt like it was kind of this pipe dream. I was like, oh, that's not realistic, right? Yeah. So I thought politics was kind of this cool backup plan where I was like, well, maybe if I start doing journalism in politics in like D.C. or go to law school, I can somehow figure it out from there. Yeah. It just felt like a safer route.
Right.
And to this day, though, I still love politics. I'm still very involved. Yeah. Like, if you follow me on Twitter, I'm tweeting about politics all the time.
Okay.
So I'm still very much like aware and keep abreast of it, but like I have no interest, especially
now. Yeah, yeah. You're like,
yeah,
I'm good.
On. Yeah, I'm good. No, thank you.
Yeah, you went on the right path.
I will be over here designing bathing suits. Yeah.
That's so cool. Yeah, tell me more. So do you design bathing suits?
Yeah, so I
God, that's cool.
Yeah, so I started with bathing suits. I went viral for like wearing a bikini, which is like funny.
I remember this.
Do you really?
Yep.
Oh my God.
They do.
Thanks. Well, yeah, I went viral like years ago for like wearing a bikini, and then also showcasing just other plus size women wearing bikinis and like kind of showing that we are here. And from there, I got approached by a company called Swimsuits for All to make my own line. And
amazing.
So it went completely, like it sold out.
Yeah.
It like kind of crashed the internet.
That's
and from
awesome.
There, like we just kept renewing. And so now we've been making these for like 7 years.
That's so
cool.
And now
you can find plus size swimwear everywhere, which is amazing.
And
like
tell
when
me,
I started, there was no.
Where can people find, is that through your website
so
as well?
It's swimsuitsforall.com.
I've heard of this.
Yeah. So Ashley Graham also has a line there.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's so cool. Yeah. One of my girlfriends works with her.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Nice. Yeah. Oh,
she's amazing. I love her to death.
Yeah. She seems so great. I actually would love to have her on the podcast too. And
totally.
She has a podcast, right?
Yeah.
Who's your favorite person to follow on social media?
Good
like
question.
Who, like when you're scrolling, who do you see and you're like, oh, I needed that.
Oh my God. That's such a great question. There are so many women who I love. And
yeah.
I'm
give them
super inspired
all a shout
by.
Out.
I think, oh my God. So one is Alex Michael May.
Yeah.
She's a creative director and a plus size woman who just like super, like her feed is beautiful. My feed is not. My feed is trash. Like I love,
I love your feed.
Thanks. I mean, I love my pictures, but like it's just trash in the sense that I don't like put effort into like how it looks from a feed perspective where she is like super, like hers is super beautiful and like well curated and all those things.
Yeah.
So I just love when there's like plus size women in the spaces of like traditional fashion media and like really kind of taking over and a perspective that usually is not for us, right?
Yeah.
So there's her. I love this girl named Naomi. I think her Instagram name is NA0 with like two or three underscores after it.
Oh, fancy.
Oh my God, you will die if
you
see her. She's gorgeous.
Really?
And she's just like all the fashion inspo. She's kind of like a plus size Rihanna.
Yeah.
Like, she's like
amazing.
So edgy and cool. And I just like, I feel like an old lady, but I'm like, oh my God, you're so cool. Like, I want to look like you.
Yeah.
But she's great. And she's like kind of an up and comer. So she's like been blowing up in the last like year.
Yeah.
Oh my God, there are so many more. There's one a woman I love named LaShawnee.
Okay.
She went viral like a year ago. She did a collaboration with, I believe, Jeffrey Campbell Shoes, and then Universal Standard hired her to model, and she looked amazing.
Wait, I want to look up this one.
Naomi.
Yeah. Because now
just,
I'm
like,
just
so hot.
Now I'm so curious.
I'm like in love with her, secretly.
And
not secretly. I like tell her.
You're like not so secret.
She's,
I am telling it on the podcast.
Like she just oozes sex appeal.
I love that.
Okay, so
wait,
it's NA0.
Yeah.
And I think like two underscores, three underscores afterward.
Wow, that is.
Do you see her? Let me see if I can find her.
NA0 or just
no, just zero.
Just zero. And then MI two underscores?
No M, no I.
Oh.
Just the underscores.
Oh, okay. That's where I was screwing up here. Is she a...
Okay, I found her. It's NA0 two underscores, yeah.
NA0 two underscores. Let me see what the profile looks like. Oh yeah, okay. Oh, I'm
she's
into
just, like,
this.
Goals.
Oh wait, I'm obsessed.
Yes.
I mean, that hair, that lashes.
Okay, do you know you have, like, my dream hair?
Do I?
I have always wanted curly, yes.
That's so funny.
Curly, and I just want, like, this, like...
A big fro.
Yes, I absolutely... I've always wanted it. Jason's laughing at me out there. Can you hear us out there?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, I've always just wanted... I just think... I was like, oh, I would rock that.
Oh, my God, thank you.
Yeah, no, and you do rock it. You do rock it. Now, let me get back to my little notes with my mouse. I'm scrolling with a mouse. Jeff, my producer, Jeff, he saved the day and gave me his computer, and I'm like, what is this mouse scrolling business? How do you work one of these computers? Okay, so you won a contest on Mashable to become MTV's first ever Twitter jockey.
Yeah.
What the heck? How did that come about?
Oh, man. So after I had started blogging and kind of become more followed just from that, I started Twitter, which became popular at the time, like 09, 08. And long story short is MTV had, do you remember those VJ contests when we were kids with like Jesse Camp and like all those people? So they were kind of trying to revamp that and like, and at the time, this is like so stupid in retrospect, but at the time they were like, oh cool, instead of VJ, which stands for video jockey, let's TJ. Try to do a TJ.
Like Twitter jockey. That's amazing.
Not a great idea. But
but you won.
Yeah, they asked me to like participate and I was like, I don't know. And then I was like, fine, I have no job. You know, it was after college. I didn't know what I was doing.
What does that include?
And I won.
But what does that include? How do you be? I want to be a TJ.
They gave me a year contract. They flew me out and like relocated me to New York.
No
and
way!
Gave me a little six-figure salary.
Are you kidding me?
No. I know. It was crazy.
That's awesome.
And then I just tweeted all day. Basically, celebrities would come in and I would just have to take behind-the-scenes pictures with them and be like, oh my God, I just met Justin Bieber. Like,
are you serious?
I swear.
You met Justin Bieber? It was so stupid.
Yeah, I met like everyone. It was crazy.
Okay, wait. Can we talk about this?
We can totally talk about it.
Did you meet Ellen DeGeneres?
I did not meet Ellen. Okay. I love her.
Me too. You met Justin Bieber. Mm-hmm. What did he smell like?
Oh man, this has been so long. He was kind of a jerk.
Damn it.
Sorry, Justin. I love him to this day.
Yeah, he does listen to the podcast, so make sure you apologize. Are you serious? He was a jerk? Aw.
He was not like a jerk. He was just like, some celebrities are so sweet. Like, Rihanna's like the nicest. Like, they're so nice.
Yeah.
And then some are just very much like, get away from me. Like, whatever.
Can you tell me the mean ones? Or maybe one?
Oh.
Justin Bieber.
Justin. And then let me think who else. Somebody else I was so disappointed. Oh, I can't say it.
Okay.
I feel bad.
That's okay.
Because I love him so much. But somebody I love so much was just like so disappointingly not nice. I'm hoping he was just in a bad mood that day.
See, and that's the thing.
Exactly. You know this of all people. Like, you know, like you have off days. You can't always deal with people coming up to you.
I mean, I can't imagine being on their level. Mm-hmm. You know, like I just can't imagine. Okay, who's the nicest celebrity you've ever met besides Rihanna?
Adele was super nice.
Oh, yeah.
And then, oh, Bruno Mars, nicest, hands down.
Really?
Yeah, he's like the type, he would remember me every time we met. And I was like a lowly, like not a big deal. And every time he met me, he would be like, Gabby, and like come over and like talk to me. And
that's
he like
cool.
made a song about me.
What?
Not like a real song. Like he sang a song about me and would remember it like the next time he saw me.
I can just picture him and hear his voice screaming Gabby.
He's such like a, I don't know.
A little suave.
Like a beautiful little man.
A beautiful little man. Yeah, I love Bruno Mars. Oh, that's so crazy. Yeah, but that's so, I just can't get over the TJ. That was your job, like a sick
Truly
job.
Truly the first and only, though. It was their first TJ and the only TJ to ever exist.
That's even better. You were literally the only one.
Oh, my God.
And how long did you have that job?
It was just like a year. It was a year contract. And then I was like, I mean, it just wasn't. I mean,
dang.
I get why it seems cool, but I was, like, over it very quickly. And then I left.
That is so cool.
It was.
Okay, who wants to talk about our genes for a second? And I'm not talking about the ones that gave me these cheekbones, thank you, Mom. As you all know, I love a good deal, especially when it comes to clothes and fashion. Buying jeans can be a little bit tricky for me since I have tiny legs, but I still have those hips. So the key for me is to usually buy one size larger. I like to have room in my jeans so they're comfortable, and I always find that they're more flattering that way. And that's why I love that Express has perfect curves jeans. They're designed to contour your every curve without gapping at the waistband, and I'm loving that flare jeans are coming back. I'm going through my closet to figure out what I might pair them with because I will definitely be rocking those flare jeans. I went on the Express website and ordered the dark high-waisted button fly bell flare jeans, and then I just figured with the prices being so good, I might as well throw in another pair. With more styles, fits, and sizes than ever, there is a pair of Express jeans to fit your ambition, style, and figure. They have sizes from 00 to 18 available in most stores and online, so you can find out what fits you. Right now, Express is offering Off the Vine listeners an exclusive limited-time offer in stores or online. Get $20 off any pair of Express jeans using the code 9989 at checkout in stores or again online. One more time, that's express.com, promo code 9989 for $20 off any one pair of jeans in store or online. Exclusions apply.
We'll be right back with more Off the Vine, Grape Therapy.
Okay, this festival and concert season, it's all about the boots. We all know it. And I've got just the place for you to find your perfect pair. They are Tecovas, okay? They've got everything you need to rock that festival style. But really what sets Tecovas apart is their first wear comfort, okay? Seriously, there's little to no break-in period. So you can strut your stuff in style right out of the gates. Plus their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. So stop at your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff. Are you kidding me? They're at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. That's what I did. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. So if you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com. They're offering free shipping on all boots as well as free returns and exchanges. And they ship right to your door. So go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Alexa isn't the only one with breaking news. Make sure to hang around at the end of this podcast for the latest breaking headlines on the AP News Minute.
Hey, I'm Heather Morris.
And I'm Ava Bernstein Mitchell, a.k.a. Ava Flav.
And we're the hosts of the new show, The Dance Room, on Podcast One.
We're veteran dancers and choreographers that have worked with the likes of Beyonce, Justin Timberlake, Britney Spears, and many more.
Oh, and you know, I used to be on this little show called Glee.
Hey.
I don't know if you watched it. Well, each week we're going to go full out on our favorite TV dance shows, like So You Think You Can Dance, Dancing with the Stars,
and World of Dance. So don't miss it. Get new episodes of The Dance Room every Thursday on Apple Podcasts and Podcast One.
This is Off the Vine, Grape Therapy.
Okay, so you're also one of the first people to start making the swimsuits that you have. So people are such fans of your designs and super loyal to you.
Yeah.
So what do you think separates your swimsuits from the other offerings out there?
So I think one thing is just like brand loyalty. Like I was the first to really make sexy and like statement swimwear for this demographic. So like a lot of people just really love what I do and kind of keep coming back because they like the fit, they like the designs.
Yeah.
And then I think just in general, I take more risks because I'm not like a you know, like a Target or Walmart or like these huge brands that have to kind of filter things down. Yeah. I've worked with these big companies before and they really have to water designs down and make it sure it like sells to middle America and sells to like everyone, right? It has to be mass appeal. Whereas mine can be really specific. Like I do, you know, cutouts and like embellishments and just things that you're not going to be able to find at other stores.
I love that.
Just really trying to bring like really fun statement making swimwear to like the plus size demo. So,
and I love that you said, that you're more of a risk taker, which I think says a lot about your confidence, because how do you find the confidence to take risks in such a, like, you know, this industry?
Right. Well, I think that's really what it is, as I am plus size first and foremost. So a lot of these designers that are designing for women aren't actually plus size.
Yeah.
And so they are like putting their own prejudices and biases onto the designs. Like, oh, well, she's bigger, so she wants to wear black. Or, oh, she shouldn't show this. Or, like, she would never want to cut out here. Like, that's going to show a role or whatever. And so I'm kind of, like, as a consumer, frustrated, right? Like, okay, well, you don't actually know what I want to wear. And that's very clear by what you're offering me.
Right.
So because of that, I am the one who's, like, really pushing boundaries and saying, like, we can do this. We should be able to wear these things.
Yeah.
And so from there, like, think that has always been at the forefront of my mind, like, making sure I push myself and, like, take risks with my designs because that's what's going to set.
And that inspires people, too, you know?
Yeah, exactly. And then they see it on Instagram and they're like, oh, I didn't think I could wear it, but I saw it on you or I saw it on this person and now I want it, you know?
God, your DMs must be filled with so much love. God.
It's so sweet. I'm super lucky too because I don't get a ton of trolling. Like I get
some. That's amazing.
I definitely get some.
Well, yeah.
But like I don't get like, because there are so many girls who are just so excited.
Of course.
It's mostly just positivity. So that's great.
Oh, that's so nice. Yeah, that's, I mean, that sometimes it can make or break a day for me where I'll go through my DMs and sometimes I'm like, wow, I am so lucky to be able to do what I do and, totally. And be able to have a voice. And it means so much to me. Other days, not so much. But for the majority of it, I really do. And it's really moving. But what do you think are some of the biggest misconceptions when it comes to curvier girls? And what's something you wish all people knew about you and the community that you have to represent?
Wow, that's a great question. I think the biggest misconception is that we're unhappy. Like, I really believe, like, everybody, like, feels, like,
people
so many
say that about really skinny people, too, though, you know?
Yeah. Like, it's just, like, it's, I mean, don't get me wrong, because of the world we live in, there is so much put upon us as women about how we're supposed to look.
Yeah.
And, of course, it can get to us. I have good days and bad days, for sure. But I genuinely believe, like, so many of my friends and I who are all plus-size women like our bodies. Like, we don't, we're not obsessed. We're not, you know, we're not, like, narcissists, but we feel good in our bodies. And so, like, this idea that, oh, she's fat, so she must be unhappy, she must be miserable, she must be on a weight loss plan, she must be on a diet, or she must be single, or she must be, you know, she must have diabetes. Like, it goes on and on and on. And so, but I think the overarching one is, like, oh, they must not be happy and I feel bad for them, you know? It's either that or it's just, like, unfortunately, like, very, like, mean.
Yeah.
It's like, it goes one or the other. They either feel bad for us or they're, like, you're disgusting. You know?
Gosh.
I know. It's really shitty.
I can't. I said this on another podcast that I just can't believe how much miserable people hate happy people.
Exactly. That's really all it is. And that's what you realize, I think, especially if you're on the internet, right, as a public person.
Yeah.
Is, like, you realize how unhappy other people are, and, like, all of the shit they put on you is 100% their own stuff.
Yeah.
It's like, if I'm in a good place, there's no way I'm going on anyone's Instagram account and commenting negative things. Like, why would I
even in my everyday life, if I'm, like, in a mood to Jason or, like, something, it's because something else is going on with me, you know?
100%.
It's always.
And I've even noticed, personally, when I find myself judging other women, like, or, like, in any way, like, oh, her hair or her eyes or whatever it is, I'm like, oh, I don't feel good about myself. Like, I realize really
And that
fast.
Takes, you know, being self-aware, obviously.
100%.
And it's, I think it's really important to take a step back and be aware of your own insecurities and addressing
it
them.
Comes
and
then from your insecurities.
And then just being aware of them can change it sometimes, you know?
Yeah, 100%.
What advice would you give to people who are interested in following your footsteps, kind of, and who you're thinking, who are thinking about starting a blog or want to be, you know, more of a voice in the world of body image issues and body positivity?
I think the amazing part about how much things have changed is that, like, all you have to do is, like, literally get on the internet and do it. At least start.
Yeah.
Like, there's nothing holding you back. You can't blame anyone else.
Right.
If you have a phone and internet connection, you can start an Instagram account. You can start a YouTube channel and, like, really just start taking photos of yourself or start doing vlogging or YouTube, like, whatever it is that you
see. And you never know who you're going to inspire, who's going to see you and, you know.
Yeah. And it's really, especially in niche communities like the plus size world, like, there's still so much room.
Yeah.
So, like, you can start today and still make a change and make a difference and make a platform for yourself, commenting on other people who are in your community's Instagrams. And so, like, I click on people in my comments all the time and follow them because I'm like, oh, this girl's so cool or cute or doing great things. So, like, I don't think there's anything really holding you back except your fear, right?
Of course.
And I feel that same way. It's so funny because I eventually want to actually go into comedy. And it's weird because I am kind of established in one place, but I'm nervous now to start over, and then I'm like giving all these other people advice. I'm like, Gabby, listen to your own advice. So, like, literally, my first comedy class starts tonight. I'm going right after this podcast.
Oh my gosh!
I'm just, like, forcing myself to, like, do things.
Good
that I'm
for
too
you.
Of. Yeah.
Do you need more wine?
Right. At first, I was like, I don't want to go drunk. And then I'm like, maybe that'll help. What am I talking?
Just a little buzz, then you'll be fine.
Totally.
That's awesome. Well, congratulations, because that's, you know, I try not to talk too much about myself and just, but
no,
I want to relate.
Yeah,
I want to relate.
100%.
I am so scared to put out music because I love singing and I am in Nashville. I've been doing some writing and recording.
So cool.
And I keep telling people I'm going to put it out there. I'm going to put it out there. And then some people are like, why haven't you? I thought you were going to release it here. And I'm like, I'm too scared.
Yeah.
I'm freaking insecure.
Real.
And I'll do it, but it's going to have, you know, like, how long have you been thinking about doing?
Years.
Yeah.
I was doing I was doing screenwriting classes in Chicago like 7 years ago.
Would you really?
Mm-hmm.
Would you say that's the one thing career wise that you would want to do that you haven't done?
Yes. Not like I don't want to necessarily be an actress, but I want to be a comedy writer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You want to be, a comedy writer or a comedian?
I'm taking stand-up classes first, so I will be writing those jokes, right? But then, like, ultimately, I would love to write for, like, TV.
Okay, wait, run a joke by me.
Oh, my God, no, absolutely.
Give me your bit.
After
like, what's
my
your
class,
bit?
Okay, let's talk.
That's fine. That's amazing. All right, let's take a quick pause and talk about these great bras from Third Love and why I love them. Third Love has the perfect fit because they use data points generated by millions of women who have taken their Fit Finder quiz to design bras with breast size and shape in mind for a perfect fit and a premium feel. Third Love offers more than 70 sizes, and my favorite, their signature half cup sizes. I actually found the Fit Finder quiz to be super easy and fun. You just answer a few simple questions to find your perfect fit in 60 seconds, and over 12 million women have taken the quiz to date. And Third Love helps you identify your breast size and shape and find styles that fit your body. So that's why I love that they have 100% fit guarantee. Every customer has 60 days to wear it, wash it, put it to the test, and if you don't love it, return it and Third Love will wash it and donate to a woman in need. I absolutely love that. Returns and exchanges are free and easy. Third Love even has a team of expert fit stylists that are dedicated to helping you find your perfect fit available every day to help via text, chat, or phone. Third Love is all about comfort and quality. They have straps that won't slip and tagless labels so there's no itching. Their lightweight, super thin memory foam cups mold to your shape and are proprietary to Third Love. Third Love knows that there's a perfect bra for everyone, so right now they are offering my listeners 15% off your first order. Go to thirdlove.com/vine now to find your perfect fitting bra and get 15% off your first purchase. That's thirdlove.com/vine for 15% off today. Okay, we're going to play a little game called The Last, and it's just the last time you did the things I'm going to ask you, okay?
Okay.
The last time you wore one of your own designs.
Maybe a week ago. Okay. I also do women's wear. So, like, about a week ago, I think I went to an event.
I love it. You're such a little entrepreneur, go-getter, a little hustler.
I keep going, too. I'm, like, trying to get into beauty next. I want to do all the things.
You should. Right? All your features are so stunning, too. Like, no, I'm serious.
Thank you.
What's the last big purchase that you made?
Oh, I went crazy this last weekend. What did I get?
Yeah, I want to know.
I went to Rachel Comey. Do you know Rachel Comey?
No.
Oh my God. It's one of my favorite designers / stores in LA.
You would hate me. I'm like, I can't tell you one designer name. Like, I don't get it.
Okay. So I love, like, first of all, half designers don't make my size. So like, I'm all about mass market stuff too. I wear Target. I wear Forever 21.
I love
whatever.
Target.
But Rachel Comey is amazing. She has great accessories along with stuff. And I spent like $5,000, which isn't.
Holy shit.
I mean. It's like three things.
Well, I mean, I'm also like really frugal when it comes to spending money on, I've said this on my podcast a million times. I've never spent over $100 on like shoes or a bag. Like
oh
I just.
Oh my God. Caitlin, we got to.
I just don't care.
We're going shopping after
that. Really? Okay, maybe I just need to
go shopping.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm like, I would rather go on a really good trip.
I used to be there, and that's actually probably great because I used to be like that. And then I think once you get over the hurdle and you do it once,
you're right.
It becomes like addictive. So
that's like
you're
me with nice wine.
Yeah.
I never knew what nice
when
wine was,
missing,
and then
yes.
Yeah, and then I did it, and I was like, damn, there's no going back.
Exactly.
That's my. I'll spend money on good wine.
Mm-hmm.
I'll spend money on.
I love
wine.
That.
Last time you got starstruck
in person, like in seeing someone IRL. Okay.
Yeah. What's IRL?
I haven't in real life.
Oh, I didn't know that. Try and keep up, Caitlin. You're a millennial.
Honestly, it's been years. It goes all the way back to MTV, honestly, because I don't get starstruck in front of celebrities because I met so many.
Yeah.
But, the last time I was when I met Kanye West. But this is pre-crazy. I mean, he's always been crazy.
Pre-recent
craziness.
What did you do? Did you talk to him?
I was wearing a leather moto jacket. I was sweating through the leather.
Oh, boy.
Like, I was sweating.
Well, you probably couldn't see it, though.
No, you could not.
Okay.
It was the day he released Runaway. Or was it called Runaway? Is that the name of his
Runaway
movie?
Runaway with me, baby.
Yeah.
Oh,
there's
a movie?
What's the movie he made?
I am obsessed.
So he made, like, a short film. And it was amazing.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, yeah. And he debuted it on MTV. And so I was there that day.
Oh.
And I was, like, so starstruck and dying inside.
Oh my gosh, was he nice?
He was nice, actually, but he was like super happy that day because he was releasing
something,
so he was in a very good mood.
Yeah. Oh, that's so cool. Okay, last time you felt insecure?
Oh my God. Last time I had sex, which was like last week.
Okay, that's amazing.
Because I'm dating somebody new, that's why.
Oh, okay, yeah. Well, that's always, you know?
It's like the first, it wasn't the first time, but it's like the beginning.
And how
He's
was
so
it?
So sweet. It was great.
Okay,
He's
good.
The best.
Okay, oh, that's nice. Oh. He probably won't listen.
No, he won't listen. And I didn't say it. So it's
You're going to say you love his hair.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep.
He does have great hair, by the way.
I knew it. Mm-hmm. That's what you're going to say. Yeah. I saw your lips move, and I was like, you love his hair. there's a few rapid-fire questions, and then we are going to get you off to your comedy class, and I want to know how it went.
Okay, I'll tell you.
Okay, so rapid-fire questions. Just so I just like to get to know people a little more, and I mean... It sucks that we only have a short amount of time because like even if it was an hour, I would think that's a short amount of time because I think what you're doing is so important and I think it's so cool and I just want everybody to know about you. Rapid fire questions. What's one thing you can count on to always make you feel better?
Korean spa. Have you been?
Okay.
Oh my God.
Just told me about this yesterday.
Go tonight.
It's my birthday tomorrow.
Oh my God. Go. I went yesterday.
What's it called? Does it start with an S?
There's a bunch of them.
Oh.
Wii Spa is the most popular one.
Okay.
WII, I think.
Okay.
Or WI. And then I went to Hue, which is another one.
Okay.
They're all in Koreatown. They're great.
Okay. Yeah, I've heard about this.
You just go like soak in the bath and then you go into these like clay ballrooms.
Do they massage
and, like,
you?
You can get, you can book a massage.
I need a massage.
You can do a scrub. It's great.
I'm so into this.
Yeah.
Okay. what's the next thing that you want to cross off your bucket list?
good question. I think comedy writing, right?
Yeah. That makes total sense. And you're doing it. Good for you.
Thank you.
I love it. I love risk takers. I really do. what's the biggest misconception about you personally?
Oh, I think people think that I'm really stuck up. A lot of people.
What?
Like when I met them, they're like, oh, I thought you were going to be so much. Like they tell me, like, you're so much nicer than I thought you would be. I'm like, oh my God. Thank you, but like.
Also, I wonder why.
It's because I think when they see fashion girls, like they see women who are like dressed in designer clothing or whatever on Instagram, they think we're like not nice people.
That's really funny.
Yeah.
Interesting too. Well, I think you're just so lovely.
Thank you.
I already asked you that one. Ha! Those are my notes, and I asked you so organically, who is your favorite person to follow on Instagram? Good for you, Caitlin. This is kind of a similar question, but who do you look to for inspiration?
Okay, this might surprise some people, but genuinely, I might get some shit for this, but Kim Kardashian.
That's okay.
I love her. She's been problematic,
she's
but like, yeah, what she's done, I think, is very inspirational and how she has like... Maybe more it's Kris Jenner than Kim. I don't know. But like how they've strategized that entire family empire.
It's an absolute empire business and they are smart.
Yeah.
And I don't care what anybody says.
Agreed.
I agree with you. And you know what? I'm going to skip the last two because we have 5 minutes.
Okay.
Six. We have 6 minutes.
Let's do it. What are we doing?
You got to confess.
What am I confessing? Okay.
Anything.
I have so many things.
Okay. Tell me one that would take under 6 minutes.
Okay. So I can either go for an embarrassing story that I'm confessing.
Or?
But like people know because people were around when it happened.
Oh.
But like no one.
Tell me that
one. It hasn't happened since I. Okay.
Okay.
It's so embarrassing.
Yes.
I cannot believe I'm doing this.
I love it. Hey, you know what? I'm just prepping you to be, you know, vulnerable when you go up for your comedy
Literally,
show.
I'm not even kidding. That's the reason I'm doing this right now.
Love it.
So
you're a risk taker. You've got this.
I was in high school and I played basketball. Uh-huh. I was on the basketball team and I was on my period.
Yeah.
So there you go. That's the beginning. So I feel like you know where it's going.
Yep.
But I didn't have a tampon.
Okay.
So I did the old school like rolling up.
Oh, the manpon. Man-made tampon. Yeah.
But it wasn't tampon. It was a pad. So I was rolling toilet paper around my hand, put it in my underwear, kind of half forgot about it.
Yeah.
I feel so embarrassed. Sorry.
Oh,
sorry.
Are you
apologizing to everyone who can hear this?
I tell embarrassing shit all the time. My boyfriend sometimes he's like, "Caitlin, reel it in," because I will tell him everything. Oh yeah, no.
Yeah. So anyway, long story short, I was literally playing, and it started like unraveling as I was playing.
Oh no!
I swear to God.
Oh,
I swear to God. And I didn't know, so people were like screaming my name, and I was like, "Yeah."
You were like, "Yeah, I'm killing this game."
Literally.
Oh,
and then I was
no.
like, "Oh, there's bloody toilet paper."
Oh shit, that's traumatizing.
I know. That's actually the most embarrassing thing that's happened to me in my entire life.
Yeah.
I've never told anyone as an adult. You're the first person.
Do you feel better?
I do feel better.
Yeah.
Can we take a drink?
Of course. I'll cheers you to that.
Yes.
Yes, girl. You know what? I have so many embarrassing period stories. I made a man-made pad.
Mm-hmm.
Why am I saying man-made?
Woman-made.
I made a woman-made pad. And when I went pee one time, it fell out. And I didn't even realize. And I walked out of the room. And he walked in. And there was my...
Well, that's, I mean, you know.
He still loves me.
Good.
So Period. Like, hi, we're women. Yeah, periods happen.
Totally.
Well, thank you for sharing that. And I'm like so excited and rooting for you tonight and can't wait to hear how it goes.
Thanks.
And I just think it's important what you're doing and thank you for being here.
God, I'm so happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
And then tell everybody where they can find you on Instagram and all of the things.
You can find me everywhere on the internet at Gabby Fresh, GabiFresh. And tell
you just look like a Gabby Fresh.
Some fat girls on The Bachelorette.
Trust me.
I tag him. Oh, I'll show you after we're done. I'm going to show you something really funny.
Did he respond?
No. But I met him on a plane and I died. I was starstruck when I met Chris Harrison. I'm not kidding.
I was too the first time. When he walked into the room when I was on The Bachelor and he walked in, I was like, it just got real. Now I'm on The Bachelor.
Yeah, I literally tweeted. I was like, I don't get starstruck, but Chris Harrison is on my flight. And he like responded and I was dying.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of things that Bachelor can do to break, you know, the mold and be better in this time.
I feel like there's something happening. I'm noticing a little bit of changes. You know?
I am too. And I like it. Little change is better than no change.
Exactly. Agreed.
Amen. Okay. Well, good luck.
Thank you. And, great to be here.
Yeah. And your session is now ending.
Thanks for listening to Off the Vine, Grape Therapy. Tune in to hear new minisodes every Thursday and check out new full-length episodes every Tuesday exclusively on PodcastOne.com, the Podcast One app, and subscribe on Apple Podcasts.
Who's not with OTV?
This week's Grape Therapy is sponsored by Walt Disney. Plan your next magical getaway today. The Real Real. Get 20% off select items with promo code REAL. Third Love, get 15% off your first purchase at thirdlove.com/vine and express. Go to express.com or in-store and use promo code 9989 for $20 off a pair of jeans.
Hey, Keurig coffee drinkers. Did you know that the bold, smooth taste of Dunkin' cold coffee can be brewed in your Keurig coffee maker and enjoyed at home? Dunkin's cold K-Cup pods were crafted to be brewed hot and enjoyed cold. And of course, they're packed with the Dunkin' flavor you crave. Brew over ice and sip in seconds. Because the home with Dunkin' is where you want to be.
Hot off the press from Maybelline, New York, it's new Lifter Plump, an intense plumping lip gloss formulated with chili pepper to deliver a heated sensation for an instant plumping effect that lasts. From 8 sizzling shades like Blush Blaze, Red Flag, Hot Honey, Cocoa Zing, and more. An extra large wand applicator transforms lips in one swipe. Learn more at Maybelline.com. For a limited time, get 10% off your Lifter Plump purchase on Amazon with code 10PLUMP.